T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, you know, right here on this very station, you can listen to Haberman and Middlecoff. And I was doing just that as I was puttering around this afternoon. And it didn't even dawn on me until they were reminding me of it, that John Middlecoff, who of all of you know used to be a scout in the NFL for the Eagles, had a working relationship with Chip Kelly. And I just thought anyone who missed some of the comments that John had, because he's actually been around the guy, should hear them. So here we go with John Middlecoff from Haberman and Middlecoff right here on 95.7 The Game. John, thanks a lot for putting down the dinner fork for a minute and joining me here. How you doing?
D. Bruce, what's going on?
Well, you tell me what is going on with Chip Kelly and why you think it would work, what you think his downfall might be. We know what it was in Philadelphia. Is he a guy who learns quickly from mistakes?
Well, let's go with why it would work. Clearly an innovative guy, a guy that can function and help quarterbacks, which I know, I mean, everyone talks about all the time is the most important thing to do in the NFL. Every quarterback he's had has gotten better under his watch. So if you can coach the quarterbacks in the National Football League, you got a chance to win games. It's really not that complicated of a formula. Why it won't work is because his spread offense, especially in this division, I mean, last year he played the NFC West. If you remember, the 49ers beat him when they came to Levi's. Seattle, Arizona got after them pretty good. They beat St. Louis, but, I mean, St. Louis is a team on the come. It's just kind of a softer offense. And for a very innovative guy, he does have some stubborn tendencies. Like, he didn't really change in Philly. You know, he was adamant about culture over scheme. He got rid of every guy that just didn't completely buy in to what he believed. And he hasn't necessarily worked with every type player from a personality standpoint. And I think we've seen in the NFL and just pro sports in general, you have to be open-minded when the guy can play. Now, you don't need a bunch of Aaron Hernandezes on your team, but sometimes guys get in a little trouble. Like, that's why Aldon Smith got, you know, hired immediately by the Raiders and turned down other teams. When you're very good, you can play. Like, you can't just cut DeSean Jackson because he won't drink your smoothie and isn't the easiest guy to deal with. And we know, watching Trent Baalke operate for the last several years, you know, character isn't the number one thing he on his checklist.
And nor should it be, because we're not in the nice guy business. We're in the badasses to win games business.
This isn't college either.
No, it's not.
You're not teaching moral and life lessons here.
No,
call it what it is. They're paid to do a job, and they're paid to produce.
Right. They're not on scholarship representing a university's ideals.
That's my biggest question mark. Is just how he can operate, because philosophically, him and Trent, the way they view players, they view them completely different. He's shown time and time again that he will stick by Alden's side. You know, he'll go down swinging with him, and Alden will let him down time. But most guys in the NFL will. Maybe not as extreme as that scenario, but Chris Culliver chases a guy down the street with brass knuckles. Like, Chip hates that type of crap.
Right.
Well, Aaron Lynch, the 49ers' best pass rusher, they never would have drafted in a million years in Philly.
You know, and there's a part of me that thinks that all that's well and good, but Chip should have just learned my way is not the fastest way to victory. As a matter of fact, my way completely got in the way of victory. He showed up in Philadelphia, John, saying, "I'm just here to coach, not to be a GM." Within 3 years, he orchestrated an internal coup for power, which he won. When he then didn't take that power and then take full responsibility for it not working, that's when Lurie lost patience with him. Knowing the fragile ego of this office, of the Niners, do you think that Kelly can sort of, I don't know, slow his roll, or at least sell them on the notion of, not only am I good at what I'm doing here, but it's going to take a little bit of time. No one better get impatient. If I'm not 11-5, that doesn't mean it was a failure, Jed.
Well, I think that's clearly the most fascinating part of this whole deal. Clearly, he sold them on the fact that he learned from his mistakes. But him and Trent Baalke, I mean, are you kidding me? Are you talking oil and water? These are two of the more public divorces we've seen, I mean, in my lifetime, in NFL history. You're talking Jim Harbaugh is, you know, borderline like Jimmy Johnson, Jerry Jones. Like, I know Jim did not win a Super Bowl here in San Francisco, but he was historic in terms of his success. And then how public it became, the disdain everyone had for themselves in the front office. The Chip Kelly, Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie thing was the same type deal. Chip won, and then ultimately Jeffrey Lurie put the responsibility on him, but he didn't really take responsibility. Tell me this, Damon, too. Older guys, both of them, I don't know exactly how old Trent Baalke is, mid to late 40s. Chip, I think, is 50. They make a ton of money. They probably, I don't think they think they've been that wrong. Maybe Trent Baalke does a little with the Tom Sula, but the Tom Sula hire always felt a little more Yorkie than it did Baalke,
Yeah. Especially
with how much time Baalke spent with Adam Gase. So I think in his mind, he thought, I was on the right guy last year. I'm open-minded to this. Like, I know what I'm doing now. And I think Chip Kelly looks like he just got screwed. Like, they didn't fire the GM when he won that coup in Philly. They kept him kind of lurking over. So there's just so many variables at play. But I can't just – you can't sell me on the fact that it's just going to work personality-wise. I mean, when does that ever happen with older people that are already kind of set in their ways? There's a lot of, you know, gray area here that I think both of them – are going to – they're just – that's naturally who they are, overstep their own boundaries, power-hungry, big egos. I mean, it's going to be one of the more fascinating stories in the league.
It really is.
Look at the way today played out. I mean, Niners.
Yeah, it's – how about this? It's the first win-the-day moment since Harbaugh was fired. This is Jim Kelly has won his first day, and he's Mr. Win-the-Day. Tell me about how you worked for him, with him, and your impressions of him.
Well, when he first got there, he met with the staff and he said he was open to coaching any type quarterback. He could coach from a Tom Brady type to a Michael Vick type. It didn't matter. And we just assumed, so if he got if he was coaching a Nick Foles, his offense would look like a typical, more Harbaugh-ish than what it did in Oregon. But in Philly, I mean, anyone that's watched them play the last 3 years, they always looked the same. He never really adapted. Even though the quarterbacks, Michael Vick was obviously a lot different than Foles, and then Sam Bradford is somewhere in the middle. But his offense always looked the same. So for this really innovative guy, and he had some really good ideas. I think he's a really good game planner on Sunday. But he was the most stubborn, innovative guy I've ever seen because his offense never changed. Like, one thing, Bill Belichick, he's a weekly game planner. Like, you can watch the Patriots 1 week, and then you can watch them the next week. They look completely different.
Right.
Well, the Eagles always look the same offensively, which is what Chip – he is an offensive guru. Like, Chip Kelly's going to call the plays next year. They'll have a guy that's, quote-unquote, the offensive coordinator. But they hired Chip Kelly to call plays, and rightfully they should have. And I'm with you. I mean, Jed, I mean, just took a Madison Bumgarner-like hack up there at the plate. Like, it does have a high upside if he's able to be open-minded and adapt. But, I mean, no one can say for sure if he will. I would probably say no, just because most older people don't change that much.
Right.
But if he does, you know, he's got to hire a big-time defensive coordinator. They're going to need a Vic Fangio type, you know, a $2 million type, one of the best defensive coordinators, because his defenses haven't been very good. And they're going to need to find a quarterback. And anyone that follows football knows just how hard that is.
Is Chip Kelly automatically going to bring Kaepernick back? As far as you're concerned, can we pencil in Kaepernick as a week one starter right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's just the easy move. And if it fails, like, no one will hold that against Chip. And if he is able to resurrect him, when you can start resurrecting quarterbacks, your stock goes dramatically back up and he'd be called a genius again. So, I mean, unless financially or Kaepernick hates the 49ers so much he wants out, I'd expect him to be on the right. I expect it to be a quarterback competition. That's what he did when he first got to Philly with Michael Vick and Blaine Gabbert. It's an easy way for a new coach when you got two guys that just let them battle it out and pick whoever you want.
Yeah, see what you got there. By the way, we're going to head out to Oracle and check in with John Dickinson, which means we're going to have to play his fabulous theme song in just a minute. So we only have time for one more question here, John.
It's a good tune. It's a
great tune. Is Carlos Hyde going to be his LeSean McCoy or his DeMarco Murray?
Well, I heard you talking about it with Tony Bruno. You know, he didn't you know this, but I'm sure a lot of college football fans, Carlos Hyde got into a pretty public deal with a female at a, I think it was either a bar or nightclub, and was suspended by Urban Meyer. Like, Chip Kelly hates that type of stuff. They would not have drafted Carlos Hyde in Philadelphia. Now, as a player, Urban Meyer's spread offense, he fits. But that's going to be guys like that. Like, is Chip going to be open-minded to work with a guy that he already has a preconceived notion of? And he's really close to Urban Meyer, so he has even more intel on a guy like Carlos Hyde. Like, it's going to be guys like that, Aaron Lynch, Carlos Hyde, because Carlos does fit the offense. But does he want to coach guys like that? And Carlos has been fine since he's been in the Bay Area. But, you know, sometimes once you get a thought in your head, especially with a stubborn type guy like Chip in terms of when it comes to players, will he just be like, oh, I'll give you a blank slate? It's easy to say that, but will he actually carry it out? I don't know. We'll just see.
He is the co-host of the 95.7 The Game show that I listen to the most. He is John Middlecoff. Thanks a lot, John. Looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to hearing more from you tomorrow. There he is.
Take it easy, man.
Thank you. John Middlecoff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.